USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal, meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Plexiglass will play a part in this week's VP debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3M is working with international investigators to crack down on counterfeit N95 respirators. The respirators are considered to be the best protection against airborne pathogens such as COVID-19. 3M has helped law enforcement agencies make more than 1,200 seizures of counterfeit respirators worldwide. Authorities have seized more than 3.5 million fake masks since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many Democrats believe the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett should be put on hold. Democrats believe because three Republican members on the Senate Judiciary Committee tested positive for COVID-19, we should slow down the process and put everything on hold. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says not so fast.
I plan on being there in person. I hope the nominee is there in person. This is only the most powerful unelected position for life in the Western world. I want to be able to look the nominee in the eye and judge her temperament and her intelligence and her judicial philosophy and her character. But if folks are concerned about it, my colleagues on the committee, they can appear virtually. We'll do it in a big room. Everybody will be socially distanced. Everybody will be wearing masks. Look, we've been confirming nominees and holding hearings on them for, you know, since day one of this virus.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.